Bruce, on the other hand, was still a winner. Over 7 years, he regained his kingdom. So by 1314, the English only controlled Bothwell, Berwick, Jedburgh, and the key, Stirling Castle, now besieged by the Scots. Faced with complete humiliation in Scotland, Edward II finally acted and marched north. He met his nemesis in a muddy field along the banks of the Bannock Burn. It was not to be the usual story of charge, arrows away, slash victory, but a relentless two-day affair. Outnumbered 3-1, Bruce did get to choose the battlefield, knowing that even Plantagenet war machines don't work well on wet ground. However, it was almost all over before it had begun. The young Henry de Boon, English knight, caught Bruce unawares and unarmored on his little mount, some way off from his soldiers.
Sir Henry missed the noble king, and he, standing in his stirrups with an axe that was both hard and good, struck him a blow with such great force that it cleaved the head to his brains.
The shaft of the axe left broken in Robert's fist. Skirmishing followed as the short June night fell, Bruce reminding the Scots,
"The English are bent on obliterating my kingdom, nay, our whole nation."
The English knights charge. The Southern Ground and Schiltrum, hedgehogs of 1,500 men, each holding a 12-foot spear, defeat them.